Well, I like people that don't agree with me. See, I actually respect what they have to say, and I wouldn't run them over like everybody else is looking to score points, cheap points and stuff. But it's
we'll have to ponder what we disagree on, because I don't think we've come across anything too major.
Well,
which is pretty scary.
The world hasn't ended yet. We're in the so anything can happen.
Yeah, I don't know, but it would be funny. But no, it's been good. It's always good. If I'm never on the show, it's only because I'm living life in, you know, real life.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Or something's going on, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
So that's about it.
We'll wrap it up. Thanks. And if people want to find you again on Twitter, where do they go?
At the number one citizen pundit.
And on pain.tv, you're Maria.
Maria.Albanese. Yeah. When I'm there, I've been a very bad community member, especially lately. Been decorating and doing my thing.
You're missing all the. You're missing all the fun.
I miss all the fun, but I do try to get to the DMs because they come right to my email.
Yeah,
the DMs
good.
Come right, so I can see that, and then I try to log in, and you know, I'm hoping with the phone app, I'm more engaged.
App's coming out. App's coming.
I know.
Out. The Young Bucks said, when now? Now it's my call. See, it's ready. It's ready. And I said, well, do this one or two other things. And then on Apple, they said, Chief, all we got to do is press one button and it'll be on Apple. I said, well, get the Android lined up and then we'll do it together as a pair. And so they're working on that, but we could publish the Apple one right now. If I drink enough tequila, like, on the weekend, maybe I'll just go press the button myself.
I'm going to give it that great effort to be more engaged with the phone app, because
I'm looking forward to it as well, because you know, I'm out and about, and
I just want to stay logged in. And the problem is I always have my phone, and like I'll answer someone, and then next thing you know, I'm logged out, and I'm like, oh god. Even when I'm listening to your show, like I'm logged in, listening, somebody will call me, knocks it out, then I got to go back. I got to log in.
Yeah, that's why we wanted to do the app, because that will take.
I want to stay logged in. If I'm stayed logged in, then I'm good to go. Then I will see more, you know, and be able to respond. And I only have one more request, and I don't know if it's possible.
Was it a song request, like, or
no?
This doesn't entail me dressing up as Little Bo Peep, does it?
No. And your music lineup is completely great.
What do you got? What's the request?
Any way to, you know, when like somebody tags us on the platform?
Yeah.
There's only a reply button. Is there any way to have a like button so we can acknowledge?
Like
I might not want to. I might not need to reply. I just would like the person to acknowledge that I saw it.
We're working on the like button, because I always reach for that too. But I said to the boys, let's just get this thing launched, and then we'll tighten things up after we get everything launched.
That's the only thing, because I go, oh, I just want to let that person acknowledge that I did see this. But then I'm like, I don't have time to reply. But a like button to me would, you know, say, okay, I read it. I saw it. Thank you.
I like folks who check in and they say, you know, this is kind of like Twitter, but it's not like Twitter. You should make it more like Twitter. And I said, well, I think hundreds of millions of dollars have gone into making Twitter.
No. We don't
have that kind of money.
But it's not. No. What's better about your platform is people can write more and put more, which is good.
It is.
The way it could be like Twitter is that you could put a like button acknowledging
that you like
your posts. Like when people tag me on Twitter, I don't feel the need to respond to everything. I'm just liking. Now, I'll like certain things, and things that I really like, I'll retweet. But I don't always feel the need to comment back. It's just, you know, okay, I'm acknowledging it. Yeah, I agree with you.
I'll give you the breakdown of how things work. You give the developers a list of what you want, and then they give you a list of how much everything's going to cost. And then you say, all right, well, we got this much money. Let's get this off the ground. And then we have And then they come back to you and say, hey, you want an app too, right? And we say, yeah. Can you just make that happen for us overnight? And they go, No. We have to develop the app now. So it's like a whole nother website developing. And then you say, I want all these things. I want all these things added. And they say, well, let's just get this thing built first. And then they're going to send you a list of how much everything costs. And you sit back and say, wow, we wanted 10 things and we're going to get one. But the like button is at the top of my
down the line. Exactly. And that's the only thing. That is the only request I have. It's just so I can let people know I saw that they tagged me on something or wanted me to see something. I think that's it. I don't have any.
Yeah, I was on the app over the weekend. It's real slick. I'm real psyched with it. And so that's in the near future. And, you know, you learn.
And like you said, Twitter's going to go bye-bye. Twitter's going to go bye-bye.
I think it's done. It really. I mean, look, people still get their news from Twitter. But you don't realize when you start breaking things down. The Young Bucks told me this. Twitter's the 17th most popular social media network. 17th. You wouldn't think that if you thought
Who's number one?
Well, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Horrible.
Yeah. So
I'm not on any. I am only on Twitter for the news. And that's because
they're going to ruin that because you can't post photos now or videos. Like if you're a breaking news sites and you post a photo or video of something, that's a community violation because you don't have the permission. It's like, what?
Now I think they mean more that, which I don't know how they're saying you don't have permission. So if you put a video on TikTok, let's say, and then somebody shared that to Twitter, the fact that you put it on social media, is that not your consent?
Exactly. Sure? Yeah. Well, they don't want to get probably involved in some ideological.
I think it's more about the people that are alerting us to the vaccine injury and showing.
You don't have permission from Mrs. Smith, whose kid, you know, she did the video about her kid. You don't have permission to post that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Right. So if Mrs. Smith put that video out, she's acknowledging, she's putting that out there. So I'm not understanding what these new rules of the road is, but I only, like I said, go there mainly for the news, so like different articles from legitimate sites that, you know, it moves fast. It moves, you know, very fast. So that's really what I'm there for. And some of the really good, smart people that are doing really good work that you're not going to find. You're not going to find these people on Instagram or even Facebook for that matter. Facebook is a sewer.
Facebook is
a complete sewer. You couldn't hold the gun to my head to tell me to go on Facebook. It's disgusting. That is the real psychological warfare breeding ground.
Well, when you read the things that keep coming out about what they're doing and that they funnel more violent content to other people based on their, a lot of other things, to piss them off on purpose, that's fucking...
Absolutely. Beyond
twisted. But hey, no big deal. When Zuck comes up on the hill, hey! And these old wrinkled fossils from the Senate, like Feinstein... How does email work, Mr. Zuckerberg? I find it fascinating. You fucking fossil. You are you worthless gutter snipe. I mean, the guy is selling out kids on a regular basis and everybody else.
We're so happy you're here,
Mr. Zuckerberg. And he's posing afterwards. People don't see this. He's posing with people for selfies and stuff.
Yeah.
Elected officials. Oh, my God, He's
the data collector. He's got it all. He's got everything. But he's just one of them. They all have everything. Jack Dorsey's Square. He's now so Zuck changes Facebook to Meta, and this is so funny. And Jack Dorsey is changing the name of Square to Block. So for blockchain and for metaverse.
Right.
I mean, come on. Everything is so in your face, it's not even funny. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. And yet again, people, the same way they will not cancel their cable, they will not give up their Facebook.
It's so you're part of the problem.
100%.
That's the way it is.
100%.
You eventually get it, or maybe you won't.
They won't, because they're too... They knew that these things would be dopamine hits and addictive. They knew this. Since the creation of all this, that's why people have the zombie effect. They are zombies. They walk around the streets with their phone. I've seen mothers, young mothers, pushing baby carriages down the street with one arm while they're staring at their phone on with the other.
Yeah, and crossing streets and almost getting smoked. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a whole different, it's a very different world. They're mesmerized by these little devices in their hands and, just getting them to disconnect from it. Before the smartphones, you would have to come home from work and get on your laptop. And a lot of people didn't have time for that either. So you might go on there once a week or once every few nights. You'd check in and then as soon as you were able to have those apps on your phone 24/7, never logged out. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. The young people have all of them. They keep the young people keep the Facebook for their like older family members if they want to communicate with. And they have, they have it all figured out. But it's an addiction.
Real quick, and we'll end on this. What do we always talk about when they roll out these schemes in the United States? They roll them out, the coronavirus schemes. They roll them out in New York and Los Angeles. When they roll them out on a global stage, it's Israel, and it goes to the UK, etc. Story just moved. I said, fuck it, I'll check the wires while I have her on the phone in case anything popped. Sure as shit, just like clockwork. New York officials confirm Omicron COVID variant is in New York City metro area. You can't. It's a fucking joke. It's like,
well, isn't that odd considering the governor was acting like it was already there?
Well,
she postponed
according to the script, that's where it was going to be. So she took action, and voila, there it is. A number of cases of the Omicron variant. Oh, okay.
Okay, but Omicron variant is nothing more than the sniffles. I'm not understanding.
Yeah, but not if you can into a fear fucking bus and shove it down people's throats again.
How are they testing for this? Did I miss something? Am I not understanding something? How are they telling you have this variant?
They don't get involved in that. I mean, they don't get involved in explaining that, these politicians. They get involved in spreading fear and lies to sell vaccines and control people.
I am asking this seriously. Like, did you see, because I've not been plugged in as much this week. Are they talking about how they're testing for this?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
In the same way that they weren't able to tell folks in hospitals. Hospital workers have told us and many other people, we don't test for Delta variant.
Right.
We don't know if people have Delta variant. They have COVID. They have the symptoms, and so they have COVID. And it's the bureaucrats that are saying, oh, it's a Delta variant. It's the Omicron variant. Based on what? Based on what testing?
This is infuriating. This is infuriating. How are you telling people they have something when you don't have the mechanisms in place to test for these things? And was it last week somebody said that they were going to tweak the vaccine for the new variant?
Sure. They all said that.
Now, we typically would have to wait years to be made, except for, this and Operation Warp Speed, and here we are. But now you're actually telling us you can tweak the already twisted up shot. You could tweak it for the variant. Like, what?
of a strain you know nothing about. On the fly, I'm you speechless. Can. Yeah.
I am speechless. Over
anything
this.
Goes.
I really
they're,
don't
they're
get it.
Literally, what's that game people play? Kids play Roblox.
Yeah.
This is Roblox for adults. They just make their own reality.
Yeah.
They make their own rules. They all defy common sense and smart thinkers. And they just say, I mean, the New York City Health Commissioner's cases indicate there was a community spread overnight, adding that the state is sequencing about 15% of all COVID tests, allowing them to pick up these trends over time. Oh, really? How? I always say, where's the data? Show me how you do that. Well, we don't share our discoveries with you common folks.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, right. So now everybody's going to be on the edge of their seats, what they're going to do with travel for the holidays. So
if these assholes lock down Christmas, I think they're going to have fucking problems. I think if they do anything, it'll be after the holidays. I can't see fucking locking down.
To be honest with you, I hope they do it.
How
we really need something. No, see, we're disagreeing. Now, we need something. We need something to spark. We really do. We need to outrage the people in order for them to move.
What they fail to tell you, and I just picked it up.
I'm tired of the Band-Aid not being ripped off.
So am I.
They just keep stringing us along. It's crazy. Just do
the
it.
The cases that are popping up, Marie, the so-called cases, I don't believe any of this for a minute, to be honest with you. They're popping based on the information we have from an FDA insider. It's funny. The stuff that comes from inside the FDA goes completely against this public barrage of nonsense that we see from elected officials. It's like, that's why it's so valuable to have somebody that's telling you what really is going on inside the FDA, like we had on Hotwire. But these cases they're talking about, they fail to mention that everybody who's supposedly been diagnosed with this are vaccinated.
That's the truth. Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here.
But I mean, what are you really going, when you say the first case, it's so funny. It's not like you're saying the first case of Ebola has shown up in New York City where somebody presents to the ER hemorrhaging from their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Or who is presenting to go on record to say they have the variant? Like, are you seriously going to the ER for the sniffles, for a cold? How are they doing this?
They don't have to tell you. See, that's the funny thing. They don't have to explain anything. They don't have to tell you anything. They just jam it down your throat. And there's enough dummies in this country that swallow it and say, "Oh my God, we're all gonna die again." Jesus, every time, every month, we're gonna die.
Yeah, unless the new variant to the vaccinated people, which we talked about, that's why it would be a dark winter, because whatever germ came down the pike was going to be deadly to them. So that's different. But a new variant to someone who has never had COVID or a vaccine, it's going to be a cold.
Well, that's everything, you know, that's my point. The two words that are being mentioned on a regular basis, there's two facts, because we broke it down today with this Omicron thing. We're working on other things, and we get the inside information, and then I get these ideas. I start jotting them down on post-it notes. You know, I have a real advanced system of taking notes on post-it notes, and I say, what are the two things that keep popping up? One, this South African variant always is mentioned with mild symptoms. That's number one. And two, the cases always mention that the folks have already been vaccinated. So you're talking about vaccinated people are getting this and the symptoms are mild. So let's lock the whole fucking world down.
Right. But here's my question. You notice they already stopped using the word breakthrough.
They won't use that.
They're done with that. So they're done with that. So, but my question is, are even though the symptoms are mild for the vaccinated people, is it going to make them sick enough to show up to a doctor or a hospital? Because I think that's the only way. I think this all goes away the more people, and I think a lot of people, are staying away from the doctors and the hospitals because now they know the racket.
They should. Game,
you know?
These are death right. camps.
Right. So now this is going to be funny to watch when they go, we have one case in New York. And I think there was...
Oh, here it is. I looked on Drudge. I always check out Drudge, see how it plays, since he's in the tank for these fucking assholes. Top of Drudge in red text, New York Omicron outbreak. It's a couple cases of people with mild symptoms, so now it's an outbreak.
Oh, dear God in heaven, here we go.
And he's been part of the fear campaign, there's no doubt about it.
And I think, was it Minnesota or Michigan? Was there one there, too?
Yeah, they're talking about that and... You know, one in Hawaii now. Hawaii was supposedly the first case. And, you know, of course, New York can't be outdone. So, and you'll notice where all these, it's incredible. I mean, this virus this virus is really, and these variants, so-called variants, have been political animals because they pop up in states that are controlled by Democrats. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
What about GOP run states and governors? I mean, this is a politically deadly variant. Time after time, they show up in LA, New York, and now Hawaii, which is completely fucking. If you know anybody from Hawaii, completely liberal.
But I don't put anything past the power players. Like they're hating Florida, absolutely hating Florida. And I wouldn't doubt that they would spray the entire state with something at some point. Because they were really enjoying the breakthrough cases escalating over the summer. Because they wouldn't even mention it was the vaccinated people vacationing here. You know, that were the problem. But now it's like the lowest in the nation. Lowest hospital, lowest everything. But... I'm waiting to see what shoe falls on Ron's head for being so bold as to keep everything open and, you know, everything's going great. They're not going to let Florida get away with this. They're just not.
Well, Florida might be in trouble with the United Nations now is talking about negotiating a pandemic treaty for viruses.
Uh-huh.
And the WHO is talking about and in the process of agreeing to negotiate a pandemic treaty to prevent the next outbreak. Of course, it's nice that they couldn't prevent any of these outbreaks, but if there's money involved, then they can put the brakes on things.
No. And the same thing, it's just so weird. Like I say, where all this doesn't exist in my world. I mean, we went through last week, the kids were home for Thanksgiving vacation and they had like an old fashioned cold, runny nose, sneezing, coughing. We handled it the way we handled any other cold prior to 2020. We don't even think about these things. We don't even go like, oh my God, what do you think of it? Like we don't think about it. It's just like, yep, cold. Take some medicine. Here's some chicken soup. Here's some tea and honey. Okay, a week later, you're better. The old people around the kids didn't freak out like, oh my gosh. No.
Until people of all colors and creeds get together and understand these rich assholes are selling you out on a daily basis, and they're using an old playbook that goes back hundreds of years, likely longer, if you want to extend it into the Chinese, etc. Until... folks of all colors and creeds unite and overthrow these fuckers.
I'm waiting.
It's going to be.
I'm ready.
They're going to keep rolling these things out. As our guy in the FDA has told us on Hotwire, they got a deep bag of tricks and they're going to use it all.
Okay. Well, where's the people to combat their bag of tricks?
Well, I think there's a number of people out here that it's working. We're saying, no, I'm not taking your jab. You can yeah. sell it any way you want. You can drive as many fear buses as you want. We're just not going to bite. That is sending these people over the edge. And now, so let's roll it out again. Let's go back to the beginning.
I want to grab their bag of tricks and beat them over the head like I was Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy.
Remember?
Yep.
Here you go. I'm going to grab that bag of tricks. I'm going to beat the crap out of them.
Well, we'll continue this, but that is what is breaking now. Of course, the right in time for the weekend, right in time perhaps mm-hmm. to lock the good mm-hmm. people of New York down for the Christmas holiday. There's nothing.
Well, maybe the New Yorkers will finally have enough. They're all vaccinated and they have their little green passport or whatever passport they have, and maybe they'll finally get fed up and revolt.
Mm.
Who knows? Who knows?
They seem to be taking a lot up there. So no. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see how it plays out. Okay, so great episode.
You have a good
great
weekend.
Episode, and we'll talk again. Thanks for all the hustle and a good conversation. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All I right. appreciate you.
See you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.